Recording.
Here we go.
Welcome, ladies and gents, to episode 12 of...
What is 12 in Spanish, just so we can spread out our audience a
little bit? Being Hispanic, you figure I'd know that.
Yes.
I don't know that. Now it's 12.
12.
12.
Episode 12 for the 12. Hispanics.
Episode 12 of A Week Late. I am at Analysis489. With me,
at?
As always, is... Feel like I do that a lot, right? I use
Twitter right now.
I use my Twitter handle to introduce myself. Or something.
Well, anyway, I am Jason Cryptic, back again.
Back again.
Episode 12.
For In Time, you're gonna go see the Justin Timberlake flick with Amanda Seyfried. If I'm pronouncing that correctly, I think.
Is it Seyfried?
Seyfried.
It don't really matter. He's probably going to have sex with it anyway, so it doesn't really matter.
He probably already has off camera.
Several times.
So there's that. for the first time ever,
yes.
We have an in mobile recording studio audience.
No more than 2 feet away, mind you.
Yeah, so if you hear occasional laughter from our... what we like to call comedy.
Yeah, nobody laughs usually, but if you do hear on a rare occasion, we do get a chuckle or two.
That is our guest for the first time ever, who will be accompanying us to said movie.
Yes.
It would be kind of shitty if she was just, like, here, sitting in the car the whole time we were watching the movie. you have to stay outside.
It's cool. I don't really matter. Stay outside.
You know, as far as supporting actors go, again, lazy and not doing any research whatsoever.
I haven't done shit, dude.
For this. I don't know who the supporting cast is. I know a little bit about the storyline.
It's called In Time.
Right.
Does that mean, does he time travel and go back and forth, or...
Here's the premise of the movie that I got from some... He was, I DVR'd an episode of, you know, I'm a big fan of Jimmy Fallon.
Yeah.
So I'll have to talk about... later because of the New York trip I'm about to take. And Justin Timberlake was on a recent episode. They showed a clip, and the premise of it is that this is near future, hopefully more than 8 years in the future, like the crappy robot
like
movie.
Fighting robots and shit in the background?
8 years in the future. Why even try?
It's
anyway.
Hugh Jackman, you can try anything once.
That's true. And they're talking about sequels already. They already have the sequel written to reveal.
Wait, let me see. They're going to do 4 sequels.
Probably.
Then in 20 years, they're going to come out with like a big finale.
Right.
Maybe Rocky. I don't know. That's been done before.
But they say the script for Real Deal 2 is already written. Anyway.
Yeah.
So it's in the future, and by the way, written. By the same guy that did Gattaca, which you still haven't watched.
I have not.
I don't know if it's written and directed, but he had something to do with the production of this film. So it's very, like, otherworldly, even though it's supposed to, like, take place here and in the future. We stop aging. We stop the aging gene at age 25, but to control the population, the government gives us a certain amount of time, and somehow that time is embedded to your skin through a tattoo. I don't know how that works. But
time before you die?
Yes.
Okay.
You are allotted time, and the time is your money.
And
so
you can replenish that time.
He's literally playing on the phrase, time is money. After you hit 25, I think they give you a year, and you can barter and trade, like, I'll give you a blowjob if you give me another 36 minutes. You know what I mean? Like, that kind of a thing. But
right.
I'd be screwed. Like, people would be giving me time to stay away from to stay away from them, like, oh, you want to have
4 years.
4 years, don't
not go anywhere near your penis, okay?
So, what do you...
So your confidence in the future is even more...
Right. Instead of every 2.5 years, it'll be, oh, and I'm dead. So what are your expectations going into this?
You know, I've never really been a big fan of Justin Timberlake as an actor.
I was going to talk about that.
Up until recently. He's been doing a really good job recently because he's not... He still kind of plays kind of like a pretty boy, you know, take my shirt off every 2 minutes type character.
But to be fair, he was in a great movie called... I knew I was going to forget. It's a true story. About a kid, something about dogs.
Where they see the where they see a crime from all different angles, and he's one of the witnesses.
That's a different one. This is where they kidnap this kid, and it goes completely apeshit wrong.
Is it a black kid?
And they end up killing, well, spoiler alert, they end up killing...
Oh, you said ape shit, so I figured it was a small black child, and I didn't know.
No.
Okay.
No, that has, race has nothing to do with it in this picture.
I'm not racist, though.
Baby Caesar, was that? I forget that, I keep wanting to say Slumdog, but that's not the case.
Well, you said dog.
Alpha Dog.
Alpha Dog.
Alpha Dog was a movie with Justin Timberlake.
It was a skater movie, wasn't it?
No. You're thinking of, now there's another movie I can't remember. But anyway, Alpha Dog was super good, and Justin Timberlake was in it, and he played a really, really serious, believable role. And to me, that's when I started having respect for him more as an actor than a musician.
Right.
But then I heard some of his later albums after he broke away from Instinct, and then everything else that he's done since The Boy Band, I have a thumbs up.
It's not bad.
It's not bad. I'm a huge fan of his shit on SNL, the digital shorts that he does, the Dick in a Box. So good. And then they do, Lonely Island is great. Everything they do with Justin Timberlake is really funny. And then they did Then they did Mother Lovers, which was right after that.
That's my favorite one.
Oh, so good for Mother's Day. Like right after they get out of jail from Dick in a Box, they go right into Mother Lovers. And then there's a third one too that they did.
Three-way.
They did three-way.
There's also a guy, so technically they're all gay anyway. It doesn't really matter.
So Justin Timberlake, I have a lot of respect for. anything he did after the whole boy band thing, I don't have a problem with. So anyway, that being said.
Oh, expectations.
Right.
Honestly, I don't know enough about it to give a fair expectation, but I'm gonna give it probably middle.
Middle of the road.
Yeah. Middle of the freeway.
I'm gonna go middle to high because I like Gattaca and that whole sort of futuristic feel. I really like the way they in Gattaca anyway. I don't know about the vehicles in this, although in the trailer there were similarities between the vehicles in the chase scene in the trailer.
This is how far in the future?
I don't know. I'm eager to see that because Gattaca was like super far in the future.
Like 1,000 years plus.
So, not 1,000 years plus, but maybe 200 or 300 years.
So like a long way.
So much so to where like in Gattaca, the space program, you have to be bred from birth to be a perfect human being in order to go into space. And he was born with all these flaws, but he finds a way to beat the system. And it's like DNA and like all this futuristic shit and pretending to be somebody else. Jude Law was in that movie too, which was amazing.
Oh, dude, Jude Law's the man.
I love that. You should really watch Gattaca if you guys haven't watched it yet. Only because of that, like the cars in Gattaca were like 1930s cars, but futurized.
Futuristic.
Yeah, it was super cool.
They didn't
fly, there weren't any flying vehicles. But they were super cool, like really stylized, and looking forward to that. Plus, it's a little unfair that I saw the trailer because there was a chase/fighting scene that I got to watch that was really... I really hope that didn't ruin it for me, if that's the best part of the movie.
Oh, this movie?
Yeah. They showed a trailer on Juice Island, so... I kind of had a spoiler, but, hopefully it's one of those movies where the best thing isn't the trailer.
Right.
You know?
Like some movies, like 30 Minutes or Less, for example.
Yeah.
Every somewhat funny part, I wouldn't even
every
call it funny.
Every funny part was in the fucking trailer.
Yeah, in the trailer. And then, but they even dumbed them down, like, when we actually got in the movie.
Yeah, the actual part in the movie was worse than the trailer.
So they fucking rewrote it so that, it'd be something new, but it was worse than what they had.
Yeah. And so, plus, I think they went from an R rating to PG-13 in that time.
Yeah.
So they had to cut a bunch of crap out, which made it so stupid.
Plus, the guy could barely even talk in this movie. I don't understand.
Speaking of, it's funny that you brought that up because on the same episode that Justin Timberlake was on, Michael Pena from 30 Minutes or Less, he was the only funny part of that whole movie. The Hispanic guy, like the guy that spoke. I don't know. I don't want to do a voice because I can't do that voice. But
you can't
like,
do Spanish voice.
He's like, "What's up, they say?" Like. They go, give me the bag, I got the money, like that guy, the Mexican gangster that he played.
Everybody that knows your Spanish now listening, fucking hates you.
Yeah, now everybody hates me. I don't even have fans.
Your one demographic
has no.
I have blacks and gays hating me. That's a pretty serious combo. I'm gonna get shot.
Yeah, but when you're Odin race.
When Odin race?
When your own.
Are you fucking Thor?
Not the Odin race. When your own race disowns you.
I know.
As Odin did to Thor.
He did.
I feel that I will be shunned from the Hispanic community.
His son was, what are they called? The emo race?
No, I don't think.
What is that race?
I don't think it was emo race.
Yeah, but he had the fucking hair to,
Oh, Loki was all goth and
shit?
Yeah.
We all got that. I was like, oh.
Loki, by the way, is going to be the central point for the Avengers, which we'll learn later.
Is he really?
Yep.
But he's weak.
Yeah, we'll talk about that in the second half.
We got the Hulk.
You're right. Maybe we should just talk about it now. No, but...
No.
Amanda Seyfried, people will know from... I want to say she was in The Notebook.
Maybe. Is she the blonde chick?
Yes, but she has super short hair in this movie, and it's black, jet black.
Amanda Seyfried.
She looks really hot.
Seyfried, that's how you say it.
Is it Seyfried?
I say
Seyfried.
How about Seyfried?
You threw a T in there and became a slogan instead of a last name.
Should I just shorten like I always do?
Yeah, how would you shorten?
Amanda Seyfried.
Amanda Seyfried.
Amanda Seyfried.
A man safe.
A man safe?
Justin Timberl. Timberl.
Just in time.
Oh, I see what you did there. I was going to say, what does that have to do with anything? But then you took it.
Made the actor and the film.
Gotcha.
Mm-hmm. Never doubt my genius.
Very clever. What else?
I think. Should we talk about work a little bit today? Should we delve into the bullshit?
I was trying to avoid that.
I really don't want to avoid that.
Here's what I. Well, go ahead. You.
First of all, we got a snitch.
We do have a mole.
And anybody at work listening right now needs to draw out this snitch.
Stop it.
So I can fulfill
if
my
you're
role.
Listening and you
no,
want
no, no,
to
no, 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 no.
Stop
I
it.
Want to kill somebody with a sword. That's my only goal in life. Can you even go to jail for something like that?
Yes, you can go to jail for killing someone with a broadsword. I'm pretty sure.
Not a broadsword. It's too fucking heavy. I'm talking about a lightweight.
Any weapon that is murder, regardless, you can stab them with a freaking mechanical pencil in their aorta and kill this person.
You
and
have that
you
kind of aim?
You still go to jail for murder. It's still murder regardless of what you kill
whatever.
Them with.
I'm going to kill them with a sword.
You go to jail for killing somebody with a paperclip.
You go to jail for talking about killing somebody with a sword?
It could be considered or construed as premeditation. And then you're just digging yourself a worse hole by talking about it.
Well, let's not talk about it. Edit it out.
Like I said, to begin with, so... Now that we're referencing it, we have to edit that part out. Now, it was just... Stuff got better, and then it got worse, so much so, to where we know there's a mole within our midst, and, like, even their honor amongst thieves.
Yeah.
You know, as artists, especially in our industry, we're looked upon as, like, the creative types who, like, slack off and, like, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Even among those slackers, you're supposed to have some sort of honor as an artist, and there is none when you have a mole in your midst. And I think that that's the most dishonorable thing that you
someone
can do.
Someone outing
a human
you out
being.
For small things regardless of what you do all day.
So stupid. Like, you
it
can't,
makes no sense.
And you're supposed to be old enough and adult enough to get to work, do your job, and mind your own fucking business. When did that become not the thing to do in corporate America? And
everybody
even,
likes to
even,
fuck with everybody.
I don't
it makes no sense
like,
to me.
This is what saddens me. Your life is so sad, worse than mine, that you have to fuck with other people's in order to, like, feel that you exist or have something to do in this life. How sad is that? And I have a pretty terrible existence.
And you didn't want to talk about it.
Man, because it upsets me.
You just took my rant. Converted it, made it worse.
Made it worse.
Can I tell you what I did?
We have a small intrusion. We have a comment.
Yeah, go ahead.
From the back of the MRS.
My day at work. Guess what I did today?
What'd you do today?
I put a puzzle together.
You put a puzzle together?
Yeah.
What kind of puzzle?
It was like a little Winnie the Pooh puzzle, and I want a glow-in-the-dark keychain.
Wait a minute.
So like, you're doing puzzles and shit.
How is
we're getting fucked in the ass without lube by one of our coworkers.
And I make more money.
I was just gonna say that. I didn't want to bring it up.
First of all, me and Mr. Analysis combined pull in a revenue of $72,000 a year.
Wow, you just outed our salaries.
We don't make near that much.
I will probably.
But
that was fluffing it a little bit.
That was some fluff.
I even brought that up in a meeting we had today with the supervisor. I said, our job, the going rate nationally for an artist is almost twice as much.
Yeah,
we're
going to get paid shit where we work.
It's unbelievable.
I could have kept my last job, parked in the woods, stroked my shaft in the woods all day.
Hello.
Came back to work, clocked out, and made double the money that I'm making right now.
And it's super ironical, if that's even a word.
I like it, though.
That,
yeah, roll with it. I like
that
it.
Our first guest makes more money than we do.
And does puzzles.
And does puzzles on top
and
of
plays
that.
With glow-in-the-dark castles.
We also played Monkey in the Middle.
Wow.
That's a little bit racist, to be honest with you.
I was the monkey.
That's a little, it wasn't Marcus?
No, Marcus was one of the people.
Are we allowed to use real
money?
All right. So.
Well. Is it strong?
So, we're going to go ahead and watch the movie now, and we'll let you know.
As we always do.
I'm going to try to take some notes this time on trailers, because we've been super...
I'm not going to take any notes.
I know. I'm trying to... I'll edit that part out, too.
Okay.
We've been lackadaisical on reporting on the trailers, and then by the time we go see a movie, we're like, oh, yeah, we saw the trailer for this, by the way.
There was nothing memorable, then like, it's not worth even
That's
mentioning.
That's true. That's true.
So
we're going to... play some music as usual, and
our listeners gonna go play with the puzzle.
Yeah,
to train for work tomorrow.
Play some puzzles, make some tea, and find some glow in the dark castles.
Castles.
And is that what you said?
Castles.
Castles. Is that what you said? You got a castle.
Keychain.
I don't know where I got castles from.
That's a castle and a tassel. Don't worry
about it.
Didn't
you say castles?
I said tassel.
No, you didn't. You said castles or something. You want a castle. All right. Anyway.
That's a TV show.
Well, clearly. Not in the same
car?
Yeah,
MRS?
I don't know.
More recording studio?
What we're doing anyway. Listen to some music, play with some castles, and win some keychains. And
your daily Bible verse?
We'll see you for part
no?
two of
your daily Bible verse?
Episode 12. No, no Bible verse. for In Time. We'll see you in part two.
I'm not going to have nothing with you today.
All right.
Nothing with you.
There
don't
it
fuck
is.
Yourselves.
Bad, you just ruined it.
Made it back just in time for the second half.
Just in time. See what he did there?
See what I did there?
Welcome back. This is part two of a week late, episode 12 for In Time.
In Time is what we make of it.
Featuring all of a sudden Kodak sponsoring our episode. I don't know what that is.
Moment lasts a lifetime.
Justin Timberlake, Amanda Seyfried. Also in this movie was someone I was not expecting, was Jonathan Galecki.
Yes.
From Roseanne fame, and also, he's also in Big Bang Theory.
Big Bang Theory.
Jonathan Galecki, ladies and gentlemen, was in this movie quite surprisingly. I liked his character. We'll talk about spoilers in a second. You want to talk about trailers first, or after we break down... In Time.
Why don't we first give our scores?
Then we'll go through the trailers.
Break down the
trailers.
Then we'll do spoilers.
So go ahead. You go first. Your thoughts going in were not knowing enough about the film, but you gave it a medium expectation.
Yeah, I gave it a middle of the interstate.
At the end of
and,
the film, what do you ultimately think?
Honestly, you smell your armpit?
No, I was looking at the how much time.
Don't make excuses.
I was making sure we were recording.
Give you an hour for that one. Give you an hour for that one.
Hour.
There we go.
We're doing.
I said no, not 20 minutes.
We're doing because it's not a video podcast, obviously.
Oh, right.
We're doing the gesture that it took in the film to give each other money or time.
Which is currency.
Which is currency.
Credits for the Star Wars fan.
That's allotted for the people. But before we go into
that,
spoilers.
My score.
And that now that you've drained 20 minutes of my life in this past 20 seconds.
I have a decade.
Which can happen in this movie. What did you give it?
Honestly, I'm going to give it a 7.
Wow.
7 out of 11.
A little lower than I thought you were going to give it, but I can understand why you would do that.
Being an artist, seeing that got awful display.
All right, so, okay, I can see that, just from a professional standpoint.
Professional standpoint.
Before we get into spoilers, try to describe, without spoilers, why, just briefly.
Why I threw it in the 7 bracket?
And not a higher or lower score than that.
Briefly, like I said, terrible CG scene. There was one true CG scene in the entire film, and it was done by, it looked like a 12-year-old using MS Paint. Like, it was awful. And give it a 7 because...
So the CG, if there wasn't the one bad scene with
CG... No, there's more wrong than that.
Right, but as far as that to you, though, drained a point automatically.
It did. I mean, it did for most people because everybody kind of looked at each other like...
Yeah.
Really?
I kind of saw that, too.
Was really?
It was like the one scene...
Because Ashley looked at me. She's like, really? I'm like, yeah.
She didn't want to be mentioned.
Who?
I don't know who you're talking about.
I don't know
who
you're talking about.
There's a point where this is like, I want to see...
how much time Jesus has? I was thinking the same thing.
It's so weird.
11 million millennia? Oh my God.
How much time Jesus
has? Wait, no, 33 years?
That's a good one. I like that.
Can't take 9 KK?
Nah. That's good,
but it's bullshit because it comes back.
I like that, though, that you threw a Bible reference in there completely serious with time.
You know, everyone knows how much I love Jesus.
That was a 2011-year callback.
Wow.
You called it back to the BC era.
BC stands for...
Before chickens. Now, what I...
Or bacon chips.
Or...
Ooh.
Little
known fact, BC does not stand for before Christ.
What does it stand for?
Don't ask me that.
All right, just looking there for that, you know that.
Yeah.
All right, so what are the other reasons why a 7 and not an 8 or a 6? What I'm getting to is...
8 or a 6?
Yeah, because you gave it a 7, so why not higher, why not lower?
Well, Darren, I'm glad you asked because I'm just about to tell you.
Okay.
First of all, I thought the acting was on point. Amanda Seyfried, little stale.
I believe you're correct.
Little cheesy. I use the word cheesy a lot, but I think it really applies to some of her dialogue.
I do believe
it was very cliche. Like, you know, just some of her dialogue was like, really, you can't just maybe.
Her character was full on one point and then empty.
It looked
on
like
her.
She was high all the time. Like she like still had like
there was
like
one expression,
yeah,
like
just,
one expression her whole
like fucking surprise.
Yeah.
It's like
but too much Botox. And she's too young for that, I think.
Way too young for that.
We're kinda getting into spoilers a little bit.
No, not really.
But not really.
I said her acting was bad.
but yeah, you're right. You answered my question.
Now the cop's acting was phenomenal. The Time Warden.
Where was he from? I've seen him in so many other things.
He plays a bad guy, usually.
He does play a bad guy a lot.
You know, in like a Stallone movie. Or
what is he in?
Stallone movie!
I just watched something with him recently. I can't remember. He is...
Was it 20 Nights in Paris Hilton?
No.
Oh. Yeah, they made a sequel to Paris.
He's really...
Yeah, there's 20 guys in there at once.
Oh, hello.
Hello, goodbye. Decent man.
I may have paid nothing to get there. What's that?
Oh. Praise the Lord.
Let's get into it with my...
Not real, by the way.
I went into it with middle to high expectations, and I got pretty much what I was expecting. I would give this movie probably a 7.5. Mm. I wanted to give it an 8, and because of the spoilers... It pretty much solidifies my vote. All in all, I was looking for more like, they almost did it. They almost did.
Almost.
You know what I mean? Like, I don't know how to explain it, but without ruining it.
They almost
did it. Like,
gave me the epic twist.
They were so close to giving me that, oh my God, that twist that I was looking for. They were so close to doing it, and they did it, but it was just lackluster. It was a lackluster bang for the buck.
It was.
And for that reason, I guess collectively, we would be giving this movie like 7.25.
7.25.
So
Seventation.
If you don't want to hear any spoilers, we're going to get into trailers and recommendations. Stop listening in 3, 2, 1.
And the bitches have left the room.
They have. So I'm going to let you rant first.
Rant?
Maybe not a rant.
Not really a rant.
I know you're wanting to talk about the CG a lot, but that's what I want to talk about.
Yeah, I'm not going to go too deep in that, because if they haven't seen it yet, they're not going to know what CG we're talking about.
But the thing is, though, you have so much time and money invested in this movie. It's like they got to the end of the movie like, oh, shit.
So much what?
Time.
Okay.
They could play a drinking game at home while listening to this podcast. Every time we say time, which is two right there, you take a shot or drink a beer. And by the end of this podcast, you're wasted.
Just drink an entire beer?
Take a sip of it. Don't care.
Say time, just drink a beer. It would say time 100 times.
You just said it again 3 times. And I just said it again. They're going to be wasted. Like I said, you might as well keep drinking your beer.
Well, sometimes you slip, so it's not really a big deal.
But that's what they were saying in the Jimmy Fallon show, where you don't really realize.
Do you know what time that's on, anyways? I keep on missing that.
I think it's 11:30, 10:30, 11:30, 12:30 Central, okay. Something like that. Okay. But they were saying that you don't realize how many times you say time until after you watch this movie in time. Because...
So in time, you will learn that you say time quite a bit.
Exactly.
Throughout the timeline of your life.
Right.
Okay.
What they're saying is that it's sort of like when you buy a new car, you don't start realizing how many other people have the car until you have one of your own.
And you don't feel special anymore.
And it's like in this movie... there's so many things to talk about. Why this movie could have been a 10 and it's only a 7.5 for me.
This movie had potential to be a 10.
No, me either.
It could have never reached that threshold.
And I'm glad that you mentioned that, because 10 is close to perfect, but 11D is our scale of perfection. So
did we give a movie 11D?
We did.
Well, I don't remember. We gave 2, didn't we?
I think we've given 2 11.
Well, I've gave 2. I don't know if...
The collective 11D has only happened once, but you've given 11D to a movie that I didn't give 11D to.
So what was the collective on, you remember?
The collective 11D was on... Was it 50-50?
Or... No, My Idiot Brother, I think so.
I think we gave that movie an 11D.
Because you got kind of... I'm not going to say emotional, but there was some tear shit.
I don't know...
Or is that me?
I don't know if it was for Idiot Brother, maybe. But 50-50, definitely.
Yeah, 50-50 was kind of an emotional movie.
50-50, definitely.
Even though I have no emotions.
I have to say, Amanda Seyfried, by the way, fucking gorgeous girl. She is...
Our guest made a comment about her eyes, which I didn't notice until she said something.
Oh, that's all I was looking at the whole time.
No, she said her eyes are extremely far apart. I never noticed it, but then, since you said it, I was like, whoa.
It's not that they're far apart, it's that
they're not close together, right.
They're bigger, it's that they're bigger than normal, and bigger.
And the makeup really helped.
And you're right, they played it up a little bit, but I think that's what makes her unique. Even in her day-to-day life, she does look a little bit, I'm not going to say stretched out, because that's insulting, but... She's gorgeous. Like, I think she's beautiful. She's unique in a way that a lot of people would say that she maybe looks a little freaky. But I think maybe that's just my taste, that that's what makes her sexy.
Yeah.
I also read an article the other day that looked really dirty when I went to go read it. But they were actually talking about the black ring in your pupil right before it meets the white of your eye.
And what's that mean?
There's a name for it that sounded dirty. That's why I clicked on the article, because I thought it was something.
So it was porn?
No, it was a female's perspective on whatever the word for that black ring around your eye is. And I thought, okay, well, maybe I want to know what this girl's perception is on her own, whatever this is. I thought only females had it.
Yeah.
Everybody has this one word, and it describes the black ring between the colored part of your eye and the white of your eye. And the reason why everybody says it was love at first sight is because the person that they're looking at, their black band is thicker than theirs. And for some reason, human beings pick up on that instantaneously, which is why they say that women know within the first 5 minutes of meeting you that they want to bang you or not. Because everybody talks about the windows of the soul to the eye.
Should we tattoo our eyes? Is that what you're
saying? A lot of people are doing that now. I know you're making a joke, but they're actually putting ink inside the white part of their eyes to make it black. It's a thing in prison, and it's a thing out, like, in major cities right now. People are tattooing their eyes. They're, like,
holy shit,
putting ink in them. And going back to Amanda Seyfried's eyes, she has huge, gorgeous eyes. First of all, they're, like, a turquoise color. I don't know if that was digitally done in this movie.
I don't think so.
But I've seen her on the Fallon show, and I keep talking about him. I watch Fallon a lot.
Yeah, so I'm not a fan of Fallon. So.
I've been following his career forever. And I might go see him in New York, which is what I wanted to talk about. But anyway, her eyes are large by nature, and on top of that, she has those thick black rings right before the blue meets the white of her eyes. And you're right, the makeup didn't help that, but it doesn't... Her eyes are naturally that way, and I said in the first part that her hair was jet black, but it's actually brown.
It was, well, like, almost red.
Almost red, right.
I did notice her eyes, though, like, a lot. Like,
I think... I mean, I've talked enough about her, but I think she's beautiful. Her acting was a little flat, which took a couple of points off of the high score in this movie. It seemed like she was trying to find her character the whole movie. Like,
yeah.
And maybe she did such a good job of becoming the character because the character didn't know who she was that as an actress it came through almost hurting her performance. Like, she played the character so well that as an actress she looked like she didn't know what she was doing half the time.
That's like a really awesome way to put it, actually.
Yeah, I'm pretty proud of myself for coming up with that just now. So, I thought Justin Timberlake, there should have been more comedy in this movie.
Yeah.
There wasn't enough action.
Once again, to further solidify my point, his shirt was off at least four separate occasions. First time being in the first 5 minutes of the movie.
I thought that only happened a couple times at the beginning, like you said, but other than that, he didn't have a shirt off. I think you imagine him without his shirt off more than you think.
You think that's what
it is? I think that's what it is. Your fantasy is to see Justin Timberlake shirtless.
I don't think it's my fantasy. I don't think that's what...
Okay. Well, maybe I missed the mark on that.
If you want to talk about your fantasy, we can. I mean, we have...
A lot of time.
A lot of time.
What did you think? I mean,
that's a Song of Time.
I would have...
Not.
It's actually not.
I know, I fucked up.
Song of Time is... Ocarina of Time.
No, that's the market.
That is the market.
Wait, no. I know what it is. That's fucking...
This isn't going to work. I'll get a few things. Is that it?
I think it's what it is. Yeah, it's Song of Time. Masterfuck!
And then, yeah, you're right. It actually plays on the ocarina, and then the angels go into...
Yeah, then he becomes older.
Good job.
His cock schlongs.
That was a...
The Hero of Time, some may call them.
The Hero of Time. That was a Link to the Past reference. Zelda.
Or
Legend of Ocarina.
Trivia question. Who is the main character in the video game Zelda?
Sword. I just did, like, a mashup of all the names. Minish Cap, what's that?
Ganondorf?
He always comes back in every fucking Ganondorf. Always comes back.
Yeah.
So anyway...
Yeah, no, they just shortened his name once to Ganon.
The Ganon was the original.
Because nobody could say Ganondorf.
The Ganon, Ganondorf was actually the more ancient Ganon, which...
Right.
Ganon...
In a more humanoid form.
The Ganon of current Hyrulean time... was a descendant of Ganondorf.
Yeah, well, so is Link. He's a reincarnation in every game.
Of Ganondorf?
No, Link, the main character in Zelda.
Right.
Link and Ganondorf are just both reincarnations of themselves in their previous life.
I think that's completely incorrect.
No, that is actually fact.
I don't think that's true.
It's fact. Every game, every Zelda game that's ever been released is not the same Link ever. The only sequel has been is Majora's Mask, and that was a direct sequel to Ocarina of Time. All the other ones are not sequels. It's a wholly different, totally different Link.
Right.
Completely different Link.
Correct.
It's just
actually
not a reincarnation,
but you're missing the handheld versions.
No, I'm not. There's no sequels.
I don't know.
Link to the Past is not a sequel.
Well, you're forgetting about the original first three.
Yeah, Legend of Zelda.
Like on NES.
Yeah.
Those were all sequels of each other.
No.
Yeah, they were. Zelda 1, 2, and 3 on the original NES.
I don't think those are Zelda 1, 2, and 3.
Yeah, they were. Look it up.
Zelda. I think Link to the Past.
Well, they weren't necessarily billed as Zelda 2 and Zelda 3, but that's what they were in succession. The storylines continued because the very first Zelda game to ever come out was the never-ending Legend of Zelda. It was supposed to keep going, which it has,
but
in different forms. And that's what you're talking about. And I'm not arguing that. I'm just saying the first three were continuations of each other because at first it was called the Never-Ending Legend of Zelda, which means they kept promising us more sequels, which they delivered, but in different forms.
And that newer looks phenomenal, by the way, too.
What is it, Windward Sword? Well, so we're talking about video games, apparently, all of a sudden.
Change of show?
Yeah.
Because Zelda's a much fun
game. I guess we can keep talking about video games and then go back to In Time a little bit later. Or maybe we're just done with that. What video games are you playing?
That movie has kind of exhausted my time, in a matter of speaking.
We can't let them stop drinking. Time.
Hero of Time.
There's also a spice called Time. Hello.
Whoa.
Bringing it back to cooking.
You're old.
No, okay, so I guess I'm just going to put a nail in the coffin. If you're going to go see, I liked this movie. I was right about the cars, the stylized. They had a bunch of Dodge Chargers in this movie that were like sort of old school and new school at the same time.
I don't know what time this was. I like that though.
They put us in a completely different world that already exists. At the very beginning of the movie, they say that the very first sentence is, "I wish I had more time." The Earth we live in, the world we live in, is a world where we stop the aging process at the age of 25 and you're given a year to live. What you make of your time from there is up to you. That's it. That's like the first 30 seconds of this movie is telling you, this is what you have to believe. This is the reality we live in. Here we go. And they do that. But like we said before, not without a lot of plot holes. First of all, there's like a lot of traveling, and I love what they did with the time zones.
Yeah.
I like to play on words in this movie. At the beginning of the movie, Justin Timberlake runs into a guy that has a century on his arm, and you're born with this clock in your arm, and you're given 25 years, and once you stop aging, your 1 year starts. There are classes of people in this movie, just like there are in our real world, you know, low,
yeah, ghetto,
middle,
rich.
They actually go through all the different stages, and instead of time zones, instead of areas in certain cities that are classified as ghetto or middle class or upper class, it's entire sections of the planet that you live there because you can't afford to get out, which in real life, that's how it is. Like, me and you are stuck right now.
Oh, yeah.
About the job we're talking about because time is money. And these corporations that are paying us money for our time are paying us so little that we have to stay there and work for them.
We have to.
For under budget in order to stay in our class and
to
stay where we are.
Who says, you know,
and in this movie,
people are going to say, oh, you guys are just jealous because like, you do the same shit if you're in that
position. It's done beautifully, though. It's done beautifully in this movie to the point where the plot holes I don't care about because the next thing I want to see is, wow, this is a really good idea. And where else, how did this all start? And they did mention, I'm not the one that started the clock. So it always hasn't been like this for these people. At some point, it was just like it is with us. But it's so far into the future that nobody can remember who started the clock. They were always born with a fucking, you know, 1 year built into their arm.
Who and, gave them that a lot of time?
Yeah, and
I,
it's very interesting and intriguing to me, like, who was the first person that was born with a ticker in their arm, you know? This movie has potential for sequels and prequels. I don't know if it ever will get one, but the promise is there. Amanda Seyfried.
It'd be cool again, if they did do a sequel, make it like 2,000 years in the future, like where they've lived all this time.
Or a prequel to that, like how did
maybe it got made.
Maybe a storyline about Timberlake's father, because there was a lot of history in his character.
Yeah, he might have been alive for a long time.
Yeah, about finding out who his father was, and at one point in the movie, I misspoke and I said, "Oh, that's his dad." But what I meant to say is the ideal that for a select few to be immortal, many have to die. I think his dad came up with that philosophy. Somehow, Justin Timberlake's father's character in the movie is responsible for the whole thing. There's a lot of ways this movie can go. There wasn't enough humor. There weren't that many explosions. A couple of cool fight scenes, which I don't know how Justin Timberlake knows how to fight all of a sudden in this movie.
Apparently, he's just from the hood, so...
Yeah, I don't know, but he was, like, from a karate hood because he, like... He completely, like, killed three people.
He's, like, a deadly marksman slash assassin
ninja. Yeah, it was weird how everybody was a good shot in this movie. But, you know, other than that, it was good enough. The premise was good enough. The storyline was good enough. And what I was saying before, you have enough money with Justin Timberlake and Amanda Seyfried and Jonathan Galecki and all these people that were in the movie, you know you have the budget. It's just like they forgot, oh, shit, we have a CG scene. Let's give it to a 15-year-old to finish last minute.
Yeah, this is exactly what it felt like.
They wrecked the car, and they would have been better off wrecking an actual vehicle and filming it rather than putting the CG one in, because it looked like the claws on Wolverine in the Origins movie. You know what I'm talking about? Where he's in the bathroom.
Oh, was it pre-render?
No, I'm talking about the final movie. It looks like a fucking pre-render, where he's looking at his claws in the bathroom in the mirror, and I thought I was watching pre-render, but I was watching it in the movie theater, and I thought his claws looked so fucking fake, and it was like Wolverine's claws is the car wreck in this movie. They could have built a replica of these cars. They weren't that hard to make.
No.
They were futuristic 30s vehicles and retroized futuristic, because the Dodge Chargers are already retro. They just sort of put a grill on everything to make it look a little bit futuristic.
They put a grill as of lights, made it sound different.
Yeah, and so these were the cop cars that they were traveling around in the future.
Like, you gotta make it sound like a spaceship or something.
Which, if you go back to Gattaca, same engine sounds.
Was it?
Yeah. So, as you can see, good for a lot of reasons. I thought the idea of playing with the terms of time is money and don't waste my time and all these different phrases that they put in the movie, and literally that the people that control the money, at one point they opened a safe, and that we were expecting to see all these. For one reason, I don't understand, if all this money is digital, why do you have physical saves with physical pieces of money on them? It doesn't make any sense, really.
And another thing that doesn't make any sense to me, too, is, like, how has nobody figured out a way to hack one of those little, like, devices?
Yeah, they didn't get into that.
I mean, really. Somebody has to have a little bit of knowledge to
like
be able
I'm
to...
Like I'm saying, this movie has a lot of potential to go a lot of different areas with the technology and the ideas put in place. It was a little rough around the edges, but, I mean, I would go see it again if I went with somebody that didn't look into movies as much as we did, what their take on it was.
It just kind of was there, just kind of along for the ride, not really judging anything.
By the way, we're not ignoring her. Our guest that we had for the first part of the episode, which is why she isn't laughing at any Merlin jokes. you know, we all have jobs and lives to go to, and hers is a little bit earlier than ours, so she had to depart, but... I thank her for...
Indeed, we thank her a lot for stepping, you know,
awesome,
for stopping
right
by for the first step. Sat with us through the movie, had to overhear the movie over our little loud bantering going back and forth.
Yeah.
You're 14 seats over. Apparently had some gas.
What?
I know I did.
So, trailers.
I had so many nuts in that theater, dude.
Did you?
Like two bags of nuts.
Those are good nuts.
There's some awesome nuts.
If you guys get a chance and you go to your local theater... Take a second to see if they have any, what do they call it? Cinnamon glazed
nuts,
anything.
Nuts in your mouth.
They have cinnamon glazed cashews, they have cinnamon glazed almonds, and they're really good. They're almost like candy.
They're so good.
They're really good, and they'll make you fat and obnoxious.
And miserable.
but they're amazing. Trailers, there's a movie coming out called Contraband.
Yes.
With Mark Wahlberg, Kate Beckinsale, who looks gorgeous. And you
baby.
See side boob in the trailer, by the
she
way.
She loves side boob. And she's over 40 now, I think.
Is she really?
I think she's close
she's
to 50.
Gorgeous.
She's close to 50.
Gorgeous. Like I said in the previous episodes, when I see Kate Beckinsale, I remember Pocahontas and Click, and I can die a happy man. She is probably, oh my God, she's just beautiful. She's in this movie. Also,
she's in Underworld, too.
Leather in Underworld.
Leather.
Fucking great.
Whoa.
So, Mark Wahlberg. we forgot to mention the way they die. The way they run out of time in the movie.
ejaculate.
It's hilarious.
They do.
It's like, imagine if someone was walking towards you and all of a sudden someone yelled clear.
And shocked you,
but except there's no pads. They just do that in like mid-stride. They're like, oh, I'm walking. Oh, by the way, I have 10 seconds. Oh my God, I'm dead. And it's like, that's it. They're done. So I'm done talking about the movie. Mark Wahlberg, Giovanni Ribisi,
yeah.
Who I love. He's from Boiler Room. If you guys haven't seen Boiler Room, Netflix it. Get the DVD. It's awesome. Kate Beckinsale, a couple of other big name actors. I think it looks great. The movie looks good.
I think it does look good.
Not still too sure what it's about, but I like that. There's a little bit of mystery in the trailer.
Yeah, every movie like that we've seen where the trailer just shows everything.
Yeah,
like you walk in, you're like, guys.
And I have faith in Mark Wahlberg's career so much so that this is probably going to be a good movie.
He's had a few flops over here and there.
Name one.
The Happening.
Haven't seen it. Shut up, because I'm a fan of M. Night Shyamalan Ding Dong, and I haven't seen it yet, so no spoilers. But I can see, because a lot of people hated that movie.
I'm going to happen to tell you that it was bad.
There's a 50-50 on every M. Night Shyamalan movie, and I'm always going to be on the 50 side. That's positive for it. I like his
I'm movie. Not a fan of him, so...
Yeah, I know you're not. Okay, well, fair enough. He did an M. Night
movie
flop.
Never should have happened. So...
Hello. the other one that we saw a trailer for was a movie called The Darkest Night or something like that. The Darkest Nine or something. I think it looks intriguing. It's got the guy from Almost Famous in it.
You're getting killed by lightning bugs.
It's weird. There's like these aliens that take over the world, that try to take over.
Are
the
they
planet.
Aliens, though?
Don't know. They definitely
if
are.
This is like another bullshit, like global warming, we're using too much power, and then like this is what's going to happen.
Yeah.
Type movie.
I don't know.
I'm going to punch out
the trailer. There's a trailer that looks intriguing. I want to go see it anyway. Where these like light creatures take over the planet and they're after the world's energy
and they're invisible.
We have to figure out a way to combat these things. And I find it interesting that there's always this idea of like the physical world versus
our guest made a comment about that actually.
Yeah?
She's like, is this Ghostbusters like 2011 after they got those guns?
That's funny.
Those stupid guns.
Yeah, that's where I'm intrigued. Like, there's these contraptions that they use in the movie, but there's...
Why does the military always fucking die every time there's a crisis?
Because our government sucks. You can't really rely on the government that can't take care of themselves.
No.
Okay?
So I think in like a zombie apocalypse.
That's why every movie.
That the military.
No, that's why every movie has our government failing us, because that's what would actually happen in real life.
How would you die inside of a tank?
That's my point.
Like what the like
they
how dumb?
They have all this shit.
Where everybody's going? Oh God!
My point is that there's always a movie about. There's always movies about how would we take on something that we can't see. How would the physical world always
People do that in church every single day.
The spiritual realm.
Ooh.
There was this thing at the end of Green Lantern. Not really.
Okay.
There was this thing at the end of Green Lantern where he has these Green Lantern bullets that are piercing fear. Like, how is something that's fake fighting another thing that's fake?
I don't understand
that. They always have like, you know what bothers me is like when you're shooting a ghost. And it hurts the ghost. Like it was a bullet, and you're a spirit. How is that? None. One won't affect the other. You know what I mean?
One's ethereal, one's not.
Exactly. And I'm interested to see in this movie how they can cross over the physical world into the supernatural world to combat the other. And I don't even know if supernatural is where they're going, but I mean...
Yeah, I mean, we honestly don't know what they are.
Metaphysical.
We just know that they're invisible.
Right.
But we don't know if we can...
To the naked eye.
Yeah, we just don't know, like, different wavelength, whatever, different frequency.
So, as far as trailers, I mean, that was pretty much it.
Mission Impossible, son?
Oh, yeah, that's right. J.J. Abrams is...
Hello, Tom Cruise, back at it again.
I don't know if he's producing or directing this. I think it's just production-wise, but... Anything with J.J. Abrams.
Doesn't matter. He's still, his like, little fingers are still dabbing in it, so.
Yeah, it's gold.
And, you know, I got to give Tom Cruise compliments. I mean, apparently the Scientology's working for him because he hasn't aged a day and looks like he still has what it takes to step into the role.
What a lot of people forget about that is, though, he's like 5'4". So he wouldn't obviously not age because there's not much of his skin to droop in the first place.
Well, let's not forget that Scientologists also drink stem cells pure from the baby's flesh.
And he's probably, he's probably stealing time from his baby.
Oh! Who he ate the placenta of, by the way, when it came out.
That's gross.
That's where he gets his strength.
You know, people do that at delicacies.
I do that, too.
Hello.
What?
That's gross.
That's disgusting.
That's illegal here.
Is it?
Yeah.
Dude, the protein intake's incredible.
Okay, so that being said...
Does a Superman actually drink baby?
No, that's not true.
Baby fluids?
There is, in the animal kingdom, though, a lot of people don't realize what they do is, you know, they govern the birth of puppies, and when the female dog is giving birth, the first thing she does is give birth to her placenta, and a lot of humans take the placenta away from the dog before the dog eats it up, which a lot of people think is disgusting, which in fact, through instinct, the female dog eats its own placenta for the nutrients that transfers through the milk into the teat.
The teat?
For the puppy to feed off of the nutrients from the placenta. Did you know that?
I did not know that. I don't know how I'm going to take that knowledge and apply it to my life.
That's pretty amazing. If you ever have puppies...
I can't do that.
Let your wife eat the placenta. That's all I'm saying.
Wow.
Because she obviously got man raped by Team Jacob, who's half wolf. I don't know how that works. She's going to give birth to puppies. I hate Twilight. Can I just say that? We'll never review a Twilight movie.
You're the one who brought up Twilight.
Fuck that.
I happen to like one of the movies.
Get out of my mobile recording studio. Get out.
And you do you know what movie that is?
The first one. You just said you like the Twilight movie. I assume it's the first one.
I don't know which one I like. I like all of them.
What?
Oh, no.
No,
I don't.
Your secret... You are a closet...
I can't
even... Twilight fan.
I'll say one thing.
Coming out of the Twilight closet to me right now?
I've never even seen Twilight.
You just said you love... You like.
I love Return of the King. I'm not knocking it.
Return of the King is Lord of the Rings.
Whatever. So, I can't name the title of the other two movies. But I have seen all three.
Twilight.
I have seen all three Twilight.
Why would you...
Or four, however many there are.
Why?
I've seen. Because I have them. I mean, I don't have them. My sister has them, so I watch them.
You're completely... Everything you said is just a lie. I can't believe that you've seen those movies. I won't even donate my time, drink again, to this terrible movie franchise. And you're a complete hypocrite.
The hell was that?
I don't know.
A fucking raptor?
I don't know what that was, but I'm pretty scared.
Here we go. So, yes, I have seen Twilight 1, 2, 3... Is the next one 3.5?
There's 4, and then there's
4.5?
Part 5 and 6, which is part 5, which is split up into 2 movies.
Regardless.
That's just sad that you've seen anything at all to begin with.
I'm a huge Kristen Stewart fan. That's why I watched it.
Who is that?
Tony Stewart's daughter.
Kristen Stewart. Oh,
she's the emotionless, dry,
God damn
terrible
it.
Acting
she's terrible.
Ability.
How does she keep getting these roles? She's fucking flat.
I will make
both
one
on
small correction.
And as an actress.
I will make one correction to your sentiment, though.
What?
Never said I liked them.
You just did.
Said I've seen them.
No, you just said.
No.
When you go back and listen to this episode, you said you like one of them. And
I like one of them. It was the first one.
So then don't tell me that
you've seen them. Oh, you've seen them. Everybody's seen them.
I haven't seen any of
them. You've been dragged there before.
You're forgetting I have not had a significant other in quite some time.
Well?
So I haven't been dragged to any fucking gay-ass, glittery bitch vampire movies. And to say that you like, I just lost respect for you, to be honest.
That's fine, dude. You know what? Yeah, it's fine.
I just lost some respect for you.
I keep my options open.
Gay vampires. Music you've been listening to this week? Recommendations? Podcasts? This is?
Music recommendation, Jonas, would have to be, once again, for the Spanish demographic.
That I lost earlier.
Yeah, you did. You lost them. I lost half the audience, too, with my Twilight thing.
You lost me with the Twilight
thing. I don't care. I am more for the fans. I figured the female listeners would appreciate one of us being soft and watching Twilight.
From what I hear.
Hey, everybody. I hate to interrupt the podcast. A first has happened here on a week late. For the first time ever, we've had to edit for content, not because of time, but something was said that Jason Cryptic felt should be removed. So if you're going to blame anybody, blame him. Back to the show.
When they do what? When the people...
When they do call him, they got to be known that one of us is going to be a little bit softer and
okay.
have a little bit of feminine side. Which I can't even say the words, so clearly mine does not even exist. But yeah.
Alright, I'm not buying that story, but... All
right. Okay, whatever.
The other thing I'm not buying, going back to the movie, they fought by arm wrestling.
It wasn't even arm wrestling.
And all you had to do was...
Split.
I don't know what that was about.
It was
another reason the movie lost a point. It was like, really, with the arm wrestling shit? They could have come up with a way more clever way to transfer points or be in a fight.
Yeah, well, that's
about,
like what his dad
how about
was
if
doing.
You kill somebody, you take their remainder of time. Like Highlander style.
When they die, then they're just frisked.
Yeah,
it
stops, and the time is wasted. It's stupid. Like, you should be able to take anybody's time that died that got shot in the head that still has time left over. I thought that was stupid.
Yeah.
I told myself I would stop talking about the movie. I keep, like, I would actually give it a 5 now that I've talked about it this whole time. But no, seriously, I think for the reasons I stated before,
it deserves a 7 from my end, 7.5 from your end, so 7.25.
Combined score. But
yeah.
I think the longer you talk about something, the more stupid it gets, regardless.
Yeah.
Regardless of what it is. So, music, video games.
Oh yeah, that's right. Was.
That went back.
Music. Nothing really new, per se.
Mm-hmm.
Listen to a lot of different CDs, which I have in my car now, and I don't know who they are, but they're pretty good.
I haven't been able to listen to any music because the MRS that we're currently in, the radio doesn't work.
So there's that. Yeah.
And I have been listening to a lot more music lately because I've just caught up on all the different podcasts I've been listening to that I have to split up half my day with music and podcasts again. Whereas to before it was just nothing but podcast 24/7. Music, I turned it on to the Childish Gambino channel, which 2 months ago didn't exist on Pandora. For those of you who don't know, Donald Glover, who is in Community, which is a show that I continue to watch and support, which is fucking hilarious, gets funny every time. Donald Glover from Community is also a hip hop artist, and I'd like to say that his earlier stuff is better, even though earlier is like maybe a year and a half, 2 years ago. He's advancing his career so fast musically that he's already doing a bad rap album when his first two were great. and that was only 2 years ago.
Yeah.
So, but he's going through his stages really fast, and I like that he's doing that because he's going to realize real soon that he has to go back to what he started and just do the intelligent, funny rap lyrics
right.
And stop trying to be like... Not trying to be gangster, but he's going through different phases of letting everything out, and so it's coming out so fast that we're catching up with his life, so that by the time he's done writing his third or fourth album, it's going to be real again.
Yeah, like remember like where he actually came from.
Yeah, so he's going through it, and I hope he doesn't end up killing himself, because he talks a lot about drinking and doing pills and alcohol, so I'm just hoping the phases that he's going through, he's not outdoing himself. I don't want him to outlive himself. He's a genius. He needs to keep going. Comedically, he's a genius. His rap lyrics for his EP were genius. He does a couple of really good songs right now. And I'm getting introduced to a lot of other rap acts that are out right now. Chidi Bang, I've always been listening to them, if you guys don't know them. they did a sample from MGMT and did a song called Opposite of Adults, which is a play on the original song from MGMT called Kids. It's a really cool sample, and they had a preview album, which was actually called The Preview, and it was only about 8 songs, but I love every single one of them. I'm also listening to this new one called Fly Union that I was just recently introduced to.
Fly Union.
And another one called Greaves. He's a white dude with super... He's got, like, a black voice and intelligent lyrics.
Which is very uncommonly nowadays.
Well, notice I said hip-hop and not rap, because I strictly listen to hip-hop. I don't listen to any rap. And for those of you who care to debate on that, because I can go into it for a whole other episode, it can be a whole separate podcast, fans.aweeklate@gmail.com. Speaking of Google, Android phones.
Yeah.
My God, I'm not going to elaborate too much, but we do want to talk about different things other than just TV, movie, film. Every once in a while, it's art, it's comedy, it's comics. This time, it's technology. I wanted to update my phone's OS. I have an Evo 4G, which we're currently using the built-in voice recorder for Android phones.
Which is official, by the way.
Which is official.
It's an official Evo 4G microphone voice recorder.
Correct. And,
I think they will get some money from that?
I don't know. Okay. I was really angry for a while because I ended up deleting the history of my text messages to get more internal storage on my phone. When that didn't work, I had to start uninstalling all these apps that I really did use, but for some stupid reason, the manufacturers of these apps didn't allow for them to get transferred to the SD card. They had to go. Once I found out that I couldn't move anything else, I realized that there are apps that these manufacturers that claim to be selling you an open source phone that you have full control of, you do not have full control of it. They put Blockbuster apps on there, a Nova app on there, a game I don't even play that collects data from your text messages. Why? I don't know. But these apps are called, have earned the term bloatware, in that you're getting a phone that you think you're going to have full control of, and they come with apps that you cannot remove that take up internal memory.
They're supposed to go with the whole Linux approach and be kind of open source.
Yeah, they were supposed to do that.
Let you see the kernel, let you modify everything. Well, it was not kind
the
of
problem is
but,
that the United
yeah,
States...
It was like that when they first came out.
Right, but
as time progressed, they're becoming more like the iPhone, which is, like, proprietary, and you can't do anything to it.
Right, but that is only in the United States. The United States is the only country that suffers from that, because these telecom companies have so much control over the economy and the government as far as communication is concerned.
Yeah, look at the taxes alone
HTC,
being pulled from, like, a mobile phone.
HTC loses the ability to give you that open-source phone once they sell their equipment to Sprint. Once Sprint gets a hold of their equipment, they can do whatever they want to it, and unfortunately, it fucks the customer over. After I got rid of some of the apps that I really didn't need, I got the Gingerbread done on my Evo. It runs great. Sometimes when I realize switching between apps, there's like a point in time where my home screen takes a second to load, and that never happened before.
Like a bit of a lag in between screen changes?
No, not that. Is when I'm switching from, let's say, Angry Birds back to my home screen.
Yeah.
It'll sit there and load my desktop.
Okay.
I'm thinking if I'm being butt raped, and it's between life or death, my phone, while it's loading the home screen, is not accessible to the phone that I need to call 911 to save my life. So switching from Angry Birds to my desktop on my Android phone.
So we have a heart attack because you get so mad playing Angry Birds.
Could potentially kill me. It takes my time.
Oh.
Which can be death.
Time is death.
So a warning to the Android people out there, I'm not dogging it because I am a Google customer by choice. When I gave into them, I knew I was giving into them. Take my pictures, take my mobile numbers. I'm giving you my life. You're backing it up for me for free. Let me at least have a decent phone. After I got through the hiccups, key thing is not to give up your phone to all the apps that collect data. Facebook, what happened was it was backing up every single contact and syncing anytime somebody made a change on their Facebook profile, it would sync to my phone.
And it would say.
And it would store on my phone memory. I would be fine with this if it stored all that shit on my SD card. I'm fine with that. But what I had to do was delete and unsync all my accounts and the messages that went with them, and bam, I had control of everything on my phone again. And this is something that they should tell you ahead of time.
Before your phone gets stolen, you have to take out the rest of your phone.
Bullshit that bloatware does to your phone, that you do not necessarily have to have your phone control your life the
way you think it does.
It's
becoming less and less open source as time goes on.
Yeah.
My phone is still open source because it's one of the first gens, so I do have a lot of freedom with it.
But then again, Verizon...
At least give me the option to have fuck up. Huh?
Verizon sometimes restricts where you can go on the web.
We can go on the web?
Yeah.
No.
I heard that about them.
I haven't found that problem yet. So, I mean, everywhere I gotta go, it goes. But, I mean, it's got flash support and all that, so which is something the iPhone doesn't
have. Yeah, a lot of people were complaining because they had to uninstall Flash, which embeds on the phone itself. That I understand because I'm a hardware guy as much as I am a software guy. I kind of know that you have to have the software embedded on the hardware that's going to run your video. I get that. Therefore, the Adobe Flash for Android that runs all the web shit has to be installed on your phone. It's big. It's 12 megs.
Yeah.
But out of a gig, you don't mind giving that up so I can watch web on the phone. Otherwise, I might as well have gotten an iPhone because iPhone doesn't run Flash.
No.
So I may as well switch carriers and get an iPhone had I not figured out that Facebook was taking up all my internal phone memory. I may as well have an iPhone.
Facebook ruined your life.
Yeah, and I figured, you know what? I don't need Facebook that much. All I really needed Facebook for was to sync the pictures from people's profiles. I didn't want all their fucking shit to go along with it. I just wanted the pictures.
Yeah.
Anytime you change your profile picture, it's cool that when you call me, it comes up with your Facebook photo. I like that.
Yeah.
But for you to take up literally all of my phone memory for my Facebook backups and syncs, fuck that. I'll take a picture myself if you're important enough, and I know you. Hey, guess what? I know what you look like when you're calling me. I don't need your Facebook picture that bad. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
But
at least you got to figure it out, though.
Yeah, it's great. So. I have a new home screen. The apps that I use are a little bit more updated now. It was maybe time for me to clean house a little bit, do a little bit of spring cleaning on my phone. If you know what you're doing, it can be done. After that little bit of a headache, gingerbread runs great. Podcast this week?
Mm-mm. You know me and podcasts. I don't really play them. I mean, I play them on occasion.
This is pretty much the... I have a Nerdist update section every time I talk about podcasts because they're coming out with so much shit. I listened to the new podcast with Gil, the 9-year-old son of the man that owns Meltdown Comics in L.A.
Mm-hmm.
I believe their Twitter is at Meltdown L.A. or at Meltdown Comics. You can use either one. There's also at NerdMelt, which is Chris Hardwick's Nerdist Meltdown show.
Twitter feed page thing?
Yeah, they have an amalgamation of shit that they do, a comedy show with Nerdist people and the comic book people in the same. Meltdown is the comic section in the back of the comic book store. NerdMelt is the comic section in the back of... Yeah, there's a lot of shit.
Holy shit!
Yeah, there's a lot of stuff going on. So Gil is the 9-year-old son of the comic book store owner. It's cute. It's a time waster. It's about 30 to 40 minutes. He interviews these people like the guy from Real Steel.
Yeah.
He interviewed the guy from a Nickelodeon show called Victorious, who, you know, it's a time waster. I don't pay attention to it a lot. Gil's cute as shit. The same producer that is on a Todd Glass show, which is also a Nerdist podcast, does Gil, and she's sort of the crack whipper to the whip cracker. I don't know how you say that.
The whip cracker?
The whip.
Cracker. Whip.
Still watching Family Guy, by the way. Have you seen the latest episode?
Absolutely.
Crazy. So that's that one. There's another one called You Made It Weird with a comedian called Pete Holmes. Pete Holmes does a section for the Scarborough Country. He does fantasy leagues for sports that don't exist. It's pretty funny. And I keep listening to Todd Glass Show, Nerdist. Making It with Ricky Lindholm is also really good. And I'm still listening to... Oh, I started watching Grimm. There's a lot of shit that I've been doing. We've been off a week.
Oh, Grimm, yeah.
Grimm came on the weekend of Halloween. A little flat, but I'm going to keep watching it. It's interesting. Done by Joss Whedon, who did Buffy.
Are you serious?
Yeah, it's pretty good. I'm serious.
So my balls are going to be deep in that.
It's for free on Hulu. You get 3 episodes for free, so you don't even have to be a member of Hulu. You can log in without an account and start watching
that. Quick.
First 2 episodes are up already. Go watch them. A similar show, which is on, I believe Grimm is on NBC. A similar show, which is on either ABC or CBS, is called Once Upon a Time. It's got the guy from... I knew I was going to forget this. Stargate, SGU. He played the Doctor in Stargate, which is no longer... There's a possibility it may be brought back, but not yet. They're still, like, floating around.
Well, Universe?
As far as I'm concerned,
oh,
yeah. They killed it after 2 seasons, but there's a possibility it could come back. The Doctor from SGU plays Rumpelstiltskin in Once Upon a Time.
Oh, okay.
But he's also a doppelganger version of himself in the real world, because Once Upon a Time happens in fantasy and the real world at the same time. And the characters play themselves, but in different universes. It's crazy.
That's a mind fucking half right there.
Yeah. So it's like all this fairy tale shit's coming out. I've obviously been watching a lot of TV. Always Sunny in Philadelphia is in its 7th season. Fucking hilarious. I'm going to remember a bunch of other shit on the drive home. But I think that pretty much covers it. This is running a little long. Anything you want to play?
I mean, time-wise, I think we're doing fine.
You think we're doing good?
Like, one more shot.
I just wanted to have another shot.
That's all.
Oh, okay. what else as far as TV? God, I've been watching so much, I forgot. Like, it's all a jumble in my head right now. I'm sure I'll think of it next show. Oh! Since we're winding down a little bit, we do, in fact, have another contributor to the website. We're going to be having sporadic written blogs on the weekly page in between our shows every once in a while. Our first written blog, we both know her, but she wants to sort of remain in the background. She's going to be sort of my ghostwriter for the written blogs.
Okay.
We both know who she is. We can talk about it off air.
I think I have an idea.
She was, if you're smart enough to get this reference, you can go back to the Brian Regan episode and figure that out. Enough said.
I get it.
Enough said. She's going to be contributing blog posts for stuff we don't get time to talk about or review. American Horror Story, again, another sort of fairy tale,
yeah,
sci-fi
exactly
horror.
Yeah, that at work.
A lot of people are watching that. I'm still going to do... We have a whole... Probably a whole episode dedicated to Walking Dead once I catch up with you.
You better, yes.
Go see that. Chris Hardwick is doing that Talking Dead podcast every Sunday night after the Walking Dead show. Google it. You'll find it. It's the only sanctioned podcast that's allowed to talk about it. Well, other people do it, but not officially. They're sanctioned by AMC to do it. American Horror Story, I read the first draft, blew my mind. Very little editing. She's a great writer. You guys are going to love her blog post. She's going to be reviewing American Horror Story for us very soon. That's going to be coming out. The written blogs are going to be on the same page as a week late. In between the episodes, I'm thinking about doing maybe like episode 3.5 or whatever it
right.
is. For I don't know how I'm going to work that in just yet. Maybe it gets its own page. I'm not sure. Look out for that. It's coming real soon. There might be some news about the New Year show that I was plugging earlier. It's getting a little iffy right now. Someone moved in on our territory unexpectedly, bought up all of our spaces. We may not be able to do a New Year show for Fenner Entertainment this year. If it is, it might be a little bit more intimate than last. I'm kind of sad about it because it's going to be the first year in 4 years that we don't do one.
Somebody kind of came in and...
They flexed their... Again, it's about time and money, man.
Yeah.
They flexed their time and they flexed their money. And they outbid us for our own venue, which fucking sucks. it's what it is.
Yeah, it is.
A bunch of new kids with new money came in who don't even know how to throw a show. and are claiming they're going to do this great show. We might be involved with it, we might not, and I might be eating my words, but right now they're looking like a bunch of punk-ass bitches with a lot of money that don't know what to do with it. We'll see how that works out, but I think I blabbered on more than I should have.
Oh, it's your podcast, man.
It's our podcast.
That's how the balls roll. I mean, time is of the essence.
It is. Anything else you want to add before we kill it?
Honestly, no. I mean, my intake of material lately has been
We've been very busy lately. I mean,
we've been busy. Like, there's been a lot going on, especially at work.
I just spent last week, which is why part of why we didn't do a show, we took another week off. It's not on purpose. Again, life happens, and my birthday happened, and
You're older now.
We didn't get to post a show. I'm a year older. I believe I'm 32. I figured that out. I stopped counting a while ago, and somebody told me that once you hit 30, you have to start counting again, and I haven't been doing that for the past 2 years, so. I had a good time. Went to Hollywood Studios. Ironically, on the day I was protesting for Occupy Wall Street, I was giving my money to the biggest corporate whores on the planet, which is Disney. Which is really ironic because I will be visiting Occupy Wall Street for Fen Entertainment. I'm going to write a blog about that. It's going to be on the main page because we haven't posted any music or really big stuff. This time of year, during the holidays, it's really hard to get on the website. Our numbers are doing great, by the way. Twitter's working out. Facebook's working out. Thank you guys for visiting the site. I see a lot of old music being downloaded. That's awesome. It's finally getting to the point where everything with work is pushing us to do a little... We want everything to happen a little bit faster now than before, only because our livelihood depends on it. Before, it was a little more of, let's hope this happens. Now it has to happen. Otherwise, shit's going to hit the fan, and we'll be like the broke bitches. In time, we're just dead pieces of shit with zeros on our arms.
Yeah.
And I don't want that to happen.
No.
We have a good thing here. Help us keep going. We're not asking for money. We're just asking for your time. Keep doing those shots and drinking. It's not over yet.
All you got to do is listen, bitches. All you got to do.
Just keep listening. Keep supporting. We do need a little bit more support on the Twitter and Facebook side of things. Unfortunately, we don't have enough followers or likes on Facebook to have facebook.com/aweeklate. I have to edit that out so nobody grabs it. Once we get enough, we'll be able to get the URL that we want for people to find us easier on Facebook. But for now, just search A Week Late. We're the only ones on there. We have 11 to 12 followers now, I believe. The number's still climbing, but we need a lot more than that to tip the numbers to our favor. So we can do more of these for you guys. We can spend more time. We can not take breaks. We can just do this all the time. It's what we enjoy. It's what we want. And, you know, we'll keep providing free music. We'll keep doing free shows as long as you guys keep doing it. But if no one's listening, we can't keep going. We're going to be submitting the iTunes finally. Got all but one technical problem figured out. I'm going to submit it anyway and see what happens. I'm tired of waiting. Wish us good luck. Hit us up. I am at analysis489 on Twitter. He is at Jason Cryptic, who we still haven't figured out the password for.
No, we
didn't know that happened.
Yeah,
it's at Jason, K-R-I-P-T-Y-K.
Bingo.
I am at A-N-A-L-Y-S-I-S and the numbers 489. You can also find me on Google Plus under... I think it's Analysis 489.
I think it is.
My Facebook links to it. If you can't find it on there, I'm just opening everything up. I'm whoring myself out for your time, your ears, because...
No, this is a whore on the internet.
We'll eventually run into something you like, and you can stick with it and share that with your friends and family.
Yeah.
Fans.aweeklate@gmail.com. Until next time, this has been A Week Late... And I said next time again.
You did.
And I just
episode
said it again.
12.
Keep doing those shots. Just keep saying time until you're drunk and pass out. And if you don't drink...
Pretty sure they're on beer like 49 by now.
If you don't, if you don't drink, stay sober. Please don't drink and drive.
Unless you're me.
Batteries not included.
Takes D's?
Takes D's.
Yeah.
Double D's.
Double D's. Ooh, double D's in my mouth.
See you next. time.
See you next time.
I love that forced laughter at the end.
Oh, what?
What's that?
I did like just in time for the end.
All right, take care.